You guys start the season playing Georgia. So what are your thoughts on not only playing an SEC game week one, but against Georgia? And I guess what do you expect out of that?
First and foremost, it's a big opportunity. We're looking forward to it. We're going to take it one game at a time. Georgia's game one, so we realize, they're a talented team. But we also believe in our talent and our skill. So, we're going to step on the field and play it out.
To your right on third
Tatum Everett, Fox 17, Nashville. Kalaji, you decided to stay for your senior season. What is your main focus and what is your main goal this year?
My main goal is to help my team be as good as we can be. Amongst those, I have some personal goals, but, those are secondary to any team goals that we have.
What was the team's response when the three of you guys that are here at Media Days decided to stay?
I think we were excited because I know personally that Jared and Keyshawn are great talents. But ultimately, it's more than us. There's 95 more people on the team. That can play and that are going to contribute in some type of way. So, it's a team game, and we're looking forward to playing.
To your left here, second row,
Jordan Campbell, Fox Sports Charles. How has the transition been for you away from Kyle Shurmur to your new quarterbacks?
It's been a transition. Kyle's, there's only one Kyle Shurmur, but the new quarterback, and Riley, the transfer, and Deuce, the guy who's kind of, learning from Kyle the whole time, looking forward to letting them compete it out and stepping on the field. Whoever steps on the field day one is going to be, is someone who we believe in and looking forward to play with.
To your right against the wall, please.
Hey, Kalaji, Michael Bradham from Saturday Down South. Your senior class there at Vanderbilt, undefeated against Tennessee, yet every year they're going to pick the balls over you guys. Does that bother you, and is one of the goals going into the year to leave Vanderbilt undefeated against Tennessee?
It doesn't bother me because, media says what they're going to say. At the end of the day, we have to line up and play football. Like you stated, we're 3-0 in my time here. Looking to be 4-0, but like I said, we have to line up and play. So nothing's given. We're going to have to take that from them.
Yes, right here in the middle.
A lot of people feel that this could be the most talented Vanderbilt team since Coach Mason took over that program. Would you agree with that?
Yes, sir. I think I don't want to say the most outright talented team because we've had some guys that can play, but overall we have a lot of talent and a lot of talent that people don't know about. At that.
What's it going to take to get back to a bowl game this year? And is that kind of your team's – is that your main focus, what you guys are talking about in the locker room?
Yes, sir. I think as a team, a big focus is to get to a bowl game, but not only to get to it, to win it. Like I said, I think we feel like we have the talent to do so. It's going to be a one-week-at-a-time thing. We got to take it one game at a time, one step at a time. And at the end of the season, we'll see that where that lies and, where we're going from there.
Again, back against the wall.
Keyshawn Vaughn was a guy that I wasn't that familiar with until he played last season for you guys. If he stays healthy, do you think he could be the best running back in the SEC next season?
Hot take, Keyshawn Vaughn is the best running back in the SEC, point blank period. He may not say it, but I'll tell you guys because I see how he works every day. I see the attention he pays to detail. I see his intentions as far as how he wants to grow and how good he wants to be. And if you watched us play Baylor, you saw that when he's hot, he can do whatever he wants on the football field. It's really just, get him the ball and watch him go. So, like I said, looking forward to seeing that guy grow, and be even better than he was last year, this upcoming fall.
What did you think when you saw his jacket today, the whole ensemble?
Oh, I thought it was great. I thought, that's what I expected out of him. I knew he was gonna come correct, and show you guys what a little bit of that Nashville personality is about. Overall, I think I think if I had to explain Keyshawn in three words, it'd probably be cool, collected, and smooth. You know what you're gonna get from him. You know he's gonna treat people well, but he's also a fierce competitor. He's passionate, and you're gonna get his best every day.
I guess on
It's a spectrum. So, and that's another reason why I think I was excited for, you know, those other two guys to come back, because they allow me to be myself. I don't have to be too loud, but I can also be quiet, you know. So, like you said, it's a spectrum. Keyshawn's on this end, Jared's on this end, and, you know, I'm right in the middle, and we kind of all balance each other out. But, you know, fun crowd to be around for sure. Oh, I'm happy you asked that. Obviously there are a lot of questions, but, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing our defensive play. We had some younger guys last year that were just kind of finding themselves. I look forward to seeing them step into bigger roles this year. And, you know, we got Frank Copper on the back end, who I think, you know, was up there in the SEC in interceptions. We got Dio, you know, on the line, who, you know, tearing stuff up. And, you know, we got a lot of guys in between that can make plays. I know they're a little bit understated, and, you know, not much is expected from them. But, you know, we believe in those guys, and, you know, we're looking forward to, you know, having them help us win games.
In the middle here by the camera bank.
You just said that Keyshawn Vaughn's the best running back in the SEC, even though he wouldn't admit it. You led the conference in receptions last year. Where are you on that list of wide receivers?
Don't do that. I'm up there. That's not for me to call. I think, you know, I believe in my skill set. I believe in my talent. But at the same time, I know there's a lot of guys around the SEC who can play good ball at the receiver position. So I think overall I'm still growing as a player, and I look to do better than I did last year. I don't think I've hit my peak, you know, as a college football player. So.
To your right, third row.
Hey, Kalijah, I saw your pin, the Parish.
Yes, sir.
What's that about?
So St. Bernard Development Project is where my father's from, where his mother's from. It's in the Seven Ward of New Orleans, you know, and that's home. Went to school there up until Katrina. So, you know, it's a big neighborhood, and, you know, it's always love, you know, around that time. It doesn't exist anymore since Katrina. It's now the Columbia Parks. But, you know, that area, same Seven Ward area is where my mother's from as well. So that whole little, you know, that neighborhood is kind of, you know, my stomach grounds. I played my first football there, you know, and that'll always be home.
Why was it important for you to wear the pin?
You know, just to represent. I think, you know, I go to school in Nashville. It's easy to forget where you come from sometimes when you're away for a long time. And, you know, my dad gave me this. The place means a lot to me, and I wanted to show them, you know, that they're always in my mind and heart.
To your left, second.
Hey, big man, how you doing? Sheldon Hager with WBRC-TV here in town. There's a stigma that goes with Vanderbilt when we're talking about education and that it's a tough school. So I want to know, how hard are classes there at Vanderbilt? And
it can be tough. But just like anywhere else, any other school in the nation, you know, it's about time management. As long as you take care of what you're supposed to take care of before you do what you want to do, you know, you'll be all right. You know, and sometimes you just kind of got to grit your teeth through, you know, certain exams and papers. But, you know, that's the work that must be done. Sociology.
Yes, sir. To your left in the cameras.
Hey, Jacques Doucet, WAFB-TV in Baton Rouge. So you're a New Orleans guy?
Yes, sir.
All right. So LSU's going to Nashville this year.
Okay, go ahead. What'd you say?
How do you feel about that? You're excited about that game?
I'm excited, man. I think, you know, it's great. You know, I would say to anybody that's covering that game, my father's planning a big trip. Up there is 120 people. So they're going to show down, you know, and we're going to, you know, play our butts off, and hopefully we come out of there with a dub. But, you know, it's going to be a big thing, and I'm looking forward to it.
Any other questions? Yes.
Coach Mason, when he took over at Vanderbilt, it's his first time as a head coach. So have you seen him grow into that role over your time there?
I think he's become more confident over time. I think, you know, you see him now, and he's the face of our program. He's Derek Mason. You see his personality. You see how he dresses. You see how he addresses people, you know. But, you know, he had to grow into that. I don't think he, you know, like you said, it was his first time as a head coach. So I think that was something that he had to transition into. And now you see him as he is today, you know, and, you know, being the leader and face of our team and program.
To your left here, second row.
You have started each year you've been at Vanderbilt, and I'm just wondering, as a senior, what's your message and what experiences do you share with those that are joining your position ranks behind you?
You know, in my room amongst the receivers, I try to tell the guys that, you know, don't be in a rush. You know, adversity is going to strike. And, you know, to correct you, I didn't start my sophomore year. And, you know, that, you know, ultimately serves as a learning tool, you know, that, you know, the best guys are going to play. I served a role, and I was happy in that role, but over that time, I've grown as a player. So I try to tell the guys, you know, you're going to grow. The person you come in as, you're not going to leave as. And, you know, take it one step at a time. Don't rush it.
To your right, standing up.
All right, man, if we're coming from Louisiana, what's a must-do in Nashville?
What's a must-do in Nashville? You got to hit Hattie B's, the hot chicken. You got to hit Hattie B's, hit Broadway. If you're not a drinker, just to see the lights and see the people. You know, it's a bunch of things. I think Keyshawn would probably be better to answer that. You know, he's from the city. But, you know, those are some of the things I would say are big tourist attractions.
All right, this is going to be the toughest question to answer all day. Hattie B's or Popeyes?
Popeyes, Louisiana. Louisiana kitchen for sure.
Again, on the left, Baton Rouge question.
So are you a big music fan? And in Nashville, can you bump into a superstar like in a small club or something like that?
I'm not a big clubber. Let's get that right. But I am a big music fan. My dad, you know, raised me to listen to all types of music. So country, I have a few country songs on my playlist. But I've never bumped into anyone big. You know, hopefully that happens soon. I can kind of get into that crowd, but not as of now.
Is Old Town Road a country song?
Oh, why'd you do that? It depends on who you ask. I think it can be. You know, it definitely, with Billy Ray Cyrus getting on it, it has that country tone. It already has a country sound to it, so why not? But it also, you know, Lil Nas X is a talented guy, and I'm not sure. He's one of those guys you can't really pin a genre on him. But it's a good song, so why should you have to?